Is God angry? Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill thinks not and says we should give him or her a break.
There's talk of late that God's mad all the time. I don't think that's fair. I speak this morning in defense of God. We've abused him shamelessly. It's high time we gave God a break. Quote, God rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible tells us in one epic account. Why? God abhors homosexuals. Against God's instructions, Lot's wife looked back on the cities, and she was reduced to a pillar of salt. Disobedience? Maybe, but the punishment, in my view, did not fit the crime. Evangelicals have singled out gays and lesbians for a target for God's wrath. After 9/11, televangelists Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson said that America's tolerance of gays and lesbians caused God to orchestrate the 9/11 tragedy to punish us. Recent hurricane destruction in Houston, Florida, and Puerto Rico were also offered as evidence of God's wrath. A pastor, Kevin Swanson, asserted that Irma's path could have been altered had the Supreme Court decided that abortion and gay marriage were illegal. The whole mess happened because God didn't act sooner. Now poor God gets accused of not acting quickly enough. Ann Coulter, interestingly, wasn't sure the Hurricane Harvey was God's way of punishing Houston, although she tweeted that the explanation was, quote, more credible than attributing the natural disasters to climate change. James Dobson of Focus on the Family fame reckons Sandy Hook's shootings were God's punishment for tolerating gay marriage and abortion. He made no comment on the storms. Too busy with family matters, I suppose. Pat Robertson also did not comment directly on God's role in the recent storms. However, he saw the hand of God's wrath in the Haiti and San Fernando earthquakes and suggested that American pressures on Israel cause natural disaster. My guess is that he's soft on Israel because Jesus was born there. Robertson also cautioned that gay tourists at Disney World could cause a meteor strike. What happened to the Star of Wonder? Michael Brown, a member of Trump's Evangelical Advisory Board, praised Houston for having stood bravely against the rising tide of LGBT activism. When he posed the question, why would God single out Houston for judgment? One preacher rose and suggested that Houston got it big time because they elected a lesbian mayor. It seems to me that these preachers are saying that God has nothing else on his mind but sex and violence. In my opinion, the preachers are the ones with the dirty minds. What are we to make of this? One thing is how our human family still struggles to make sense of the enormous complexities of our human sexuality. Another is how we are so obsessed to control how nature behaves, we blame its whimsical qualities on God's needing to even some score. I'm here to say we need to give God a break. It's as if we keep trying to fashion God in our own image because it takes less thought to do that than living into his image. And for all that, would you believe that at the end of the day, God would much rather welcome sinners into his arms, love them, than he would punish them? Now that's more awesome than 180 mile per hour wind. George Merrill on the shore.